As the world anxiously looks for hope from a vaccine, the spread of the pandemic has shifted yet again. Latin America now has more daily infections than Europe and the United States.
There can be no doubt our region has become the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's Dr. Carissa Etienne, director of the World Health Organization for the Americas. She was speaking this morning. The outlook in South America is bleak, not just for public health reasons, but also because of the economic fallout there. For more on how the economies to our south are responding to the pandemic, we turn to the world's Jorge Valencia. Jorge, Bank of America is projecting the region's economy will shrink by almost 7% this year. What reasons are economists giving for this really severe downturn?
Well, it's complicated, as is everything, but you can break it down into three main categories. The first one is that from Mexico to Argentina, to varying degrees, there are poor healthcare systems. The second one is that countries in Latin America have very little ability to inject money into the economy to create a stimulus, as we've seen here in the United States and we've seen in Europe. And the third one is that there are people who are immediately in need, because in Latin America, about half the people have half the working force are off the books, people who live basically on what they earn every day. I spoke about this with Alex Bacora. He's an economist from Brazil, and he really wanted to emphasize that the equation with people in need in Latin America is very different from what we see in Europe and here in the United States.
So my concern here is, okay, the developed countries, they can't afford to compete against the virus using lockdowns, using longer quarantines, and even giving money to people that need, like the U.S. is giving this check. For us, for poorer countries, this is way more complex, you know, because we cannot afford to stay at home for long.
There's a lot of work across Latin America that happens kind of in the shadows. It's informal. It's often cash labor. No taxes are paid. So what are governments across the region doing to help these millions of informal workers?
Not a lot. And there is a large need across the entire region. In fact, the United Nations arm that does economic development, they are proposing actually a monthly payment for 6 months of $146 every month for 6 months to the people who are most greatly in need. They're saying that's 215 million people across the region, about a third of the people in Latin America, they say have this need. And even though it seems like it's not a lot of money, 146, that's just so that people can eat and pay their basic necessities. And it's unlikely to happen.
And who are some of the most vulnerable groups of people? Who are we talking about?
The pandemic preys on inequality. So in Latin America, for example, the people who are the most affected are people of Native background, people of Afro-Latino background, and the largest group are women. In Latin America, as is the case in the United States, women are more educated, but they are less employed. Claudia Piras, she's an economist at the Inter-American Development Bank. She gave a presentation about this at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
Based on what we know, I feel pretty confident to say that the crisis will exacerbate the gender gaps already present in Latin America, placing women in a more vulnerable situation than men.
So a lot of these disparities that existed before the pandemic are now being either brought to light or they are being exacerbated as the pandemic continues.
The world's Jorge Valencia laying out some of the basics of what the coronavirus is doing to Latin American economies. Jorge, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.